The second reading this morning is also from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus had just heard from his disciples a bizarre and cruel story, the death of John the Baptist at the hand of Herod the king. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. He gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So I will not be giving Kathy's sermon this morning. It's a little out of my realm of things. But what we are going to be doing at this point in the service is I want to share with you, some of you already read Kathy's midweek message, but it goes along with the theme of where she was taking us this week. And then Jim Groff will be leading us in some songs to kind of pull this all together. So thank you to Jim for stepping in at the 8 o'clock call this morning to be here for us. So these are Kathy's words from her midweek message. "I've been thinking a lot about relationships, all kinds of relationships. Because of this sermon series we've begun on the power of authentic relationships, last Sunday I talked about the importance of marriage and lifetime commitments. But these are not the only category of relationships that form us or become the stabilizing center of our lives. Relationships within our families of origin also shape us, as well as the families we choose with friendships and the communities we join. All these relationships are the places where we learn and practice love for God, for ourselves, for one another. A few more thoughts, these from Dan Allender in the book To Be Told. "I cannot know my own story unless I know the characters who have shaped my character. I need to know who shares the stage with me. The cast is sometimes obvious: our parents, siblings, spouse, mentors, abusers, and friends. But sometimes an important role is played by a grandparent we barely knew, or a person, or even a family secret who stands in the shadows off stage. We are defined by the people in our life. The characters enter the stage, speak their lines, and then either stay or depart. What if we are to embrace with wonder every person who has spoken our name and written our story? In truth, we are indebted to those who hated us and did us harm, as we are to those who have gifted us with a faint reminder of God. Who are the people who have shaped your story? Who are the people and relationships that are shaping you right now? How are they stretching your capacity to love?" I know I have personally thought about this. I spent the first 20 years of my life in New York, school, family, and then moved to California, and I've been here over 30 years. And I don't see that part of my family, except on Facebook now. Thank you, Facebook. I know people don't like it, but it's really important. It's connectional, And then I worked for a defense contractor for 15 years until I had my first daughter. And I don't really see them socially either. And then we started attending church. And then this has become more of our social relationships and friendships and all this. So it's interesting to see how the different, like my own personal journey, my relationships and how they have shaped me and what I'm involved in and where I get myself. So anyways, I am going to pass this off to Jim now.